Back in 2002, the government started looking for veterans who should have gotten a Medal of Honor but didn't because they were discriminated against. Tuesday of this week, 24 veterans finally got those medals. 17 of them were Hispanic, one was African American, and one was Jewish.
Took too long.
Yes, it did.
Shouldn't have had to wait that long for it. Well, you want to know a good body language trick if you want to make people believe you? You know, besides actually just being honest and trustworthy. There's a new study out there that people are more likely to believe what you say if you say it while you have your hand over your heart. And that's a good instinct, because in general, people actually are more likely to tell the truth when they have their hand over their heart. Study also found we're less likely to believe what someone is saying if they have their hand on their hip. And there's one stipulation to all of this. Like most things in life, if you're good looking, none of it matters. In the study, people were always more likely to believe what attractive people said, regardless of what they were doing with their hands.
On Sunday, a woman driving her Honda CR-V in Pennsylvania when an Amish man and a horse and buggy came up behind her. A horse and buggy ended up crashing into the Honda when she was stopped at the stop sign. Then he and the horses galloped off, left the scene. Police trying to track him down for criminal mischief, but, you know, without a license plate, it's going to be tough to find this driver in the hit and gallop case.
Got the results of another survey here that found the most popular smells, and half of them are food-related. We're not talking about healthy food either. The top 10, number 10, fresh-cut flowers, fresh linen at number 9, number 8, bacon.
Oh, love the smell
Who
of bacon.
Who doesn't love the smell of bacon? Number 7, home cooking, 6, pine trees, 5, coffee.
Love the smell of it, never drink it.
Cut grass came in at number 4, french fries, number 3, baking, number 2, and the number 1 most popular smell, the ocean.
So Cosmo was right after all these years. He wanted to create the clone on Seinfeld, the beach. Some random facts to wrap up that stack of leftovers for you today. Do you know Shakespeare invented the name Jessica? He did so in The Merchant of Venice. There's only one country between Norway and North Korea. Okay, granted, it's Russia, and it's pretty big, but Norway borders the northwest corner of Russia. Korea borders the southeast corner. And Will Smith is now older than Uncle Phil when The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air debuted. Stack of Leftovers has been brought to you by Silver Creek Liquor, right on Highway 7 in Mountain Iron.